好，弟兄姊妹们平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
有一个大型巴士的司机啊。
There's a driver for a big bus.
在一个天很冷的晚上，快要下班的时候。
On a cold night, right before he get out of work.
整个车上没有几个乘客，只有两三个。
There were only few passengers on the bus.
所以他就把他今天一天所吃的那些垃圾啊 ，McDonald 啊 ，whatever， 就放在这个一个垃圾袋里面。
So he put all the trash from McDonald's and all the meals in a trash bag.
放在他后面第一排空着的位置上面。
And he put on the empty seat behind him.
当他继续往前开的时候
As he continued to drive,
中间上来了一个中年妇人
and a middle-aged woman got on the bus.
他一上车以后就注意到第一排的空位上有一个 还看起来还不错的袋子
and then, so she noticed a nice, rather nice looking bag on the first row.
但是却没有乘客
but there was no passenger.
所以他就坐到第一排
so she sat on the first row.
然后就趁着左右没有人注意的时候就把那个袋子塞进他的皮包里面去
and she looked around, while no one was noticing him.Her, she put the bag in her own bag.
因为她不知道里面是什么，她想大概是前面的人掉的。
So she didn't know what that was. She thought maybe some passenger left it.
那位司机从后视镜里面看见这个妇人所做的这一切事情。
So the driver saw what the woman did, from the rear mirror.
他就冷笑一下。
So he smirked.
他想到这个妇人等一下下车。走到家里面很兴奋地打开包要看看她带回家的是什么的时候
So he was imagining what this woman would be like after she opened the bag when she got home
我相信她一定会非常的懊恼
I'm sure she must be very upset
弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters
这个故事
And this story
我不晓得我们听的时候我们有没有什么感触
I don't know what we think of this story
可能在我们这一生的里面在我们人生所搭的巴士上面我们早晚有一天要下车的
You know, sooner or later, we're going to get off the bus of this ride of lifetime.
我们要回家的。
We are going home.
我们在主的面前，我们到底带什么回家
？But what are we bringing home before the Lord?
很多的时候，我们以为我们得到了一些东西。
Oftentimes, we think we have obtained something.
但是哪里晓得，当我们回到家的时候，我们打开来发现，原来是垃圾。
But we might be surprised after we go home that.What we have obtained was just a bag of trash.
我想保罗讲的更具体哈，他说他为了基督的缘故，他把万事当作粪土。
Paul said it even more, realistic that he considered everything rubbish.
不管我们今天在地上得到了多少人家所羡慕的东西
，No matter how much we have obtained that people admire us.
如果他不是基督，如果他没有永存的价值
，If it is not of Christ, it has no eternal value.
当我们那一天去见主，我们真正眼睛得开的时候
，That day when we go see the Lord and our eyes are open.
我们可能会发现很多人所羡慕我们所得到的东西原来在他眼中全是垃圾
We might realize that a lot of things that people envy us are but trash
有一个不是很合乎真理的笑话、啊、
There's a joke that is not very biblical
他讲到有一个人上了天堂
One person went up to heaven
他碰到彼得这个彼得跟他说准许你带一个行李上来
And so he met St. Peter, and St. Peter says, okay, we allow you to bring one luggage to heaven.
就像现在很多航空公司只准一个行李多得要钱。
Because nowadays, a lot of airlines only allow one luggage.
所以他就很高兴跑回去他想我要带什么。
So he joyfully went back and tried to pack up his luggage.
因为他很有钱。
Because he's very wealthy.
所以他就带了一箱的金砖。
So he brought a suitcase.Full of gold bricks.
不要说一箱了，我们现在连一个角都买不起哈。这个一盎司，这个一千多少斤？1500块还1600块
？So now a gold is so precious. Each ounce is like $1,500. So we can't even get a piece of brick.
他想要带到天上，能够像地上一样好好享受，所以他带了一箱，重得不得了。
So he packed up a suitcase full of gold bricks so that he could enjoy in heaven.
所以有一个天使看到他很辛苦，他说：“你箱子里面装的是什么啊
？”So one angel asked him, "So what are you packing in your suitcase?"
他就很生气地把箱子拉开来给他看好全是金砖
So he proudly opened the suitcase It's full of gold bricks
这个天使说你带这么多铺地砖来干什么
And then the angel says Why do you bring so many floor tiles?
你知道将来在天上这个黄金街碧玉城这是启示录告诉我们的
Because the book of Revelation says that the streets are paved with gold
你看我们在地上连一块都赚不到的在天上是铺地砖
So while on earth we cannot even afford a piece of gold bricks, but then in heaven they're floor tiles.
啊，所以弟兄姊妹，我们真的希望在我们今生就能够有勇士的眼光，这是一个福分。
So it is a blessing if we can see things of this world with a heavenly perspective.
所有的东西都是暂时的，所有的东西都是必朽坏的。
Everything but temporary, and then they will perish.
啊，主希望我们能够追求那个永远不朽坏的，为我们存留在天上那永远的基业。
But the Lord wants us to pursue and then to obtain the inheritance that will never decay.
啊，因为我昨天肩膀被锁住，他们英文组同工在我们家开会的时候，我去看医生啊。
Yesterday I had a shoulder lock, so I went to see the doctor when the English coworkers were having meeting.
我回来的时候，他们已经吃完饭了，在开会，所以我在旁边一面吃饭一面旁听，不是偷听啊，他们邀请我旁听。
So after I came back, they already finished the meal and they were having meeting, so I was auditing.
我听到他们居然说你们年轻孩子听完我讲到只记得我讲的故事或笑话。
And then, so I overheard that they say that after they listened to my sermons, all they could remember were my jokes.
那害我很伤心哈。
So I was so sad.
那我希望你们不光记得故事，要记得我为什么讲这个故事。
I hope you don't just remember my jokes, but why I say the jokes.
所以我们刚才讲到这个女人在车上捡了一堆垃圾回家。
Like the story I talk about, this woman pick up a trash.
请你们下次想起这个故事的时候，要接着想我底下问的三个问题。
So I hope next time when you remember the story, you'll also remember the three questions I ask you.
今天是2012年的最后一个主日。
Today's the last Sunday of the year 2012.
所以我在这里问你们三个问题，不光是问年轻人，问所有的。
I'd like to ask everyone three questions.
如果我今天就要下车的话。
See, if I'm going to get off my bus today.
你们知道下车是什么意思哈？
You know what I mean by getting off the bus,
就是今天我要下车了。
So say, today I'm getting off my bus.
或是主今天真的回来接我们了。
Or if the Lord is coming back today to receive us.
到底我们可以带什么东西去见主？
What can we bring to see the Lord?
想一想，20秒钟，让大家想一想。
20 seconds, think about it.
你真的觉得你有什么东西可以带给主？
Do you think you have something that you can bring it?With you to see the Lord,
就是不管你现在活到十岁、十五岁、五十岁、九十岁，到底你觉得你这一生可以带什么去见主
？Whether you're 10-year-old, 15-year-old, 50-year-old, or even 90-year-old, what can you bring with you to see the Lord?
我们能够在主面前夸说我是哈佛 PhD 吗
？Can we boast before the Lord I'm a PhD from Harvard?
我能够跟主夸奖说我在地上有30亿美金吗
？Can I boast before the Lord that I have $3 billion US?
我可以在主的面前说我是地上 HP 的总裁。
Can I boast before the Lord that I'm CEO of Hewlett Packard?
到底有什么东西可以带给主
？So what can we bring to the Lord?
第二件事情。
Second question.
就算你想不出来什么东西可以带给主
，Maybe we can't think of anything to bring it to the Lord.
你会想在你下车的时候，别人会怎样形容你这一生？
What would people describe your life after you get off the bus?
你看，今年过去的两个月里面，我们教会大概有六个家庭，失去了很亲爱的家人，不管是父母或是spouse.
In the past 2 months, at least 6 families in our church have lost their dear ones, either a parent or a husband.
我们在安息聚会里面，我们都在形容他们的一生。
In the memorial services, we try to describe and remember their life.
如果 in the near future 没有多久我们真的走了
，say in the near future we're about to depart。
你觉得别人会怎么形容我的这一生
？What would people describe your life？
我们给别人留下来最大的印象到底是什么
？What would be the biggest impression we leave behind？
我们活得真的令人怀念吗
？Do we live a life that would be memorable to others？
今天早上于师母还跟我说。他的父亲虽然离世20年，他还是常常会想念他。
This morning, Sister Nancy shared with me that her father has passed away for 20 years, and yet she still remembers him often.
那更不要说我的母亲刚离开我一个多月，我常常想她。
Let alone my mother just left us about a month, and then I often think about her.
那我们走了，别人会这样子怀念我们吗？
After we leave, will people remember us?
还是很快就忘记我们
Or they quickly forget about us?
第三个
Thirdly,
就算这么大的想不完哈
See, we can't think of all this.
那我只问大家第三个问题。
Then let me ask you the third question.
今年就2012年，单单2012年。
This year alone, year 2012.
你在主里面最大的长进是什么？
What was your greatest growth in the Lord?
讲得出来吗？
Can you name one?
如果要是想很久都想不出来，我跟你说这一年浪费了。
If you can't think of anything, then you probably have wasted this year.
我们很多的年轻孩子可能今年长了几乎一个头，像 Austin, 长得很高。
Maybe a lot of young people have grown taller like Austin. This year.
我不是指这些。
I'm not talking about the physical growth.
我是指在主里面。
But our spiritual growth in the Lord.
今年。
This year.
当你回想的时候。
As you look back.
你马上就能够知道我今年我至少在这一方面我有非常扎实的长进。
Can you quickly name one area that you have solid growth?
例如说你今年开始发现你有很稳定的灵修生活了。
For example, maybe starting from this year you have very stable devotional.
哎呀，你发现你今年你的生命被主改变了，你不会那么容易发脾气了。
Or like you realize that you have been changed by the Lord, you're not easily angered.
哎呀，你发现你去年是这么容易被网络捆绑，而你今年在网络的事情上你自由了，你能够胜过试探。
Or you realize that you can overcome temptation of the internet this year.
你可能原来跟父母的关系非常不好，但是今年你改变了，你跟父母的关系越来越好。
Or that your relationship with your parents have improved greatly.
弟兄姊妹，我不知道到底这样子一年的时间，我们在主的面前，我们的 delta, 我们的长进是什么
？I don't know our delta or growth for the past year.
对不起，弟兄就是弟兄哈。刚才于师母用很感性的、很温和的方式让大家回想这一年。
Just now, Sister Nancy.He asked us to remember and look back this year in a very gentle way.
我是用很冷酷的、很理智的方法教你们回想。
But then I was telling you in this very logical, very cold way.
记得这三个问题吗
？Remember these three questions?
要跟刚才的故事绑在一起啊。
Please tie them with the story I just told you.
当我们下车的时候。
When we get off our bus,
我们到底能带什么去见主
？What can we bring to the Lord?
当我们下车的时候
，As we get off our bus,
我们周围的人，甚至我们最亲的家人，会怎么形容我们的这一生
？What would people around us or our beloved family describe our life?
你觉得他会怎么去讲你
？What would they talk about you?
而第三个
，Third question，
到底在这一年里面，我在主面前最大的长进到底是什么？
What was my greatest growth in the past year?
所以许多的事情一年里面过去了啊。
Many things have gone by in the past year.
我们永远会有很多的事情发生。
Yes, there will be many things happening in our life.
你看我今年我的儿子我说出嫁了。
So like, I marry off my son this year.
因为以前古代是嫁女儿，现代是嫁儿子。
In the past, Chinese people would marry away their daughters, but nowadays it's the son.
因为现在太多的父母亲都说养儿子亏钱。
Because a lot of parents are complaining that it's a losing deal to raise up boys.
养女儿划算。
It's a better deal to raise up girls.
但是也不见得都是真的哈。
Well, it's not
我很高兴他结婚了。
I'm so glad that he got married.
我也很高兴我跟于师母结婚30周年，转眼30年了。
And I'm so glad that we celebrated our 30th anniversary this year with my wife.
我也很高兴我出来服侍主，放下工作出来20年。
And I was so joyful that I celebrated my 20 years of serving the Lord full time.
那同样的，我也很难过，我的母亲走了。
And I was also very sad that my mother passed away.
你看一年里面，我们可以回想的时候，有很多事情，有很多大事情发生了。
See, as we look back, we can think of all these great events in the one year.
旧年发生的这些大事情，到底我们生命被改变了多少
？But even with all these great events, what have we changed?
到底我们对主的认识跟主的关系改进了多少
？Have we improved our knowledge and our relationship with the Lord?
所以弟兄姊妹，这是挑战。
And that is our challenge.
所以为对每一次面对新的一年，就像我去年2011年年底的时候，我就在想2012年到底会发生什么事情。
Every time we face the year end, just like last year, this time I was thinking, what would happen in year 2012?
我不知道。
I did not know.
除了我知道2012年是我结婚30周年跟服侍20周年以外
，Besides, I knew it would be my 30th wedding anniversary and 20th serving the Lord anniversary.
那我不知道我妈妈一定会走。
I did not know that my mom would pass away.
我不知道别的事情会发生在这一年的里面。
I did not know about other things that would happen this year.
我不知道于师母的身体会这一年里面退化这么多。
I did not expect that Sister Nancy's health would deteriorate so much this year.
同样的，现在是2012年的年尾，面对2013年。
Now we are at the end of year 2012, facing year 2013.
我们没有一个人知道明年会怎样。
Nobody knows what would happen.
但是就像诗歌说的，我虽然不知道明日将如何。
Just like the song says, even though I do not know about tomorrow.
他说有许多的事将要临到。
Many things will happen.
但是我却知道谁掌管我的明天。
But I know who holds my tomorrow.
对不对？还有另外一首诗歌 ，Because He lives, I can face tomorrow.
因他
你讲。
还有一首诗歌，因他活着，我能面对明天，
对不对？
Isn't that true?
而且不是一种无可奈何的，好像我可以去面对明天。
We did not say it in a helpless way. That well, I will face tomorrow.
他是说生命充满了希望。
But yet it says that our life is full of hope.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们在主的面前，希望那带着一个这样正面的态度哈。
Let us have this positive attitude before the Lord.
来看我们新的一年。
To face this new year.
那今天我不是要讲年尾哈，我今天是给希伯来书做个打结。
Today I'm actually going to conclude the book of Hebrews.
所以我们今天不需要读太多的经文，因为是整卷书。
Because since we're going to talk about the entire book, we don't have to read many scripture verses.
那我很快的帮助大家复习一下。如果你中间有缺的任何一堂，或是你从来没听过我讲希伯来书
I'll quickly review in case you miss some message or you never heard me speak before.
我希望借着今天的复习能够刺激你一点兴趣去读希伯来书。
I hope that through this review, it will stir up your interest to read this book.
希伯来书在我小的时候是很怕读的一本书。
I used to be so scared to read this book.
因为我觉得好像很复杂。
Because I thought it was so complicated.
可是当我们读完的时候，我们发现其实它的思路非常清楚的。
But yet after we finish reading, we can see the trend of thoughts actually very clear.
我会发现里面的主题也非常清楚。
The theme of this book is also very clear.
不仅仅清楚，而且非常的重要。
Not only the theme is very clear, but it's also very important.
所以我希望我们不仅仅不怕，我们都能够爱它啊。
So that I hope that we will not be scared of it, but we will love it.
那希伯来书是我在这里讲到，它是非常特殊的一本书。
The book of Hebrews is a very special book.
因为圣经上每一本书都很特殊。
Actually, every book in the Bible is very special.
但是希伯来书最特殊的地方。到底在哪里
？But what's the most special place? What's the most special point about Hebrews?
那个当然它的题材也很特殊哈。
Yes, the
它的文学题材
，the genre, the style is very unique.
它的开头，有人说它开头像散文，中间整个 body 整个过程它像一个讲章，而它结尾像书信。
Because it start the beginning and the middle and the end all have different genres. They are like the letters or like poetry. It's very special.
但是这个不是我现在要讲的它的特点。
But this is not the characteristics that I want to talk about.
讲到希伯来书，我特别想提到三件它特别的地方。
I want to mention three special points about this book.
第一个，它是特别写给过河的一般人。
First, it's a book specially written for group of people who have crossed the river.
希伯来本身的意思就是过河啊。
The word Hebrew means a crossing a river.
所以当时以色列国在创世纪的时候，周围的国家就叫他们希伯来族啊，这个人。
That's why in the book of Genesis, the Gentiles call this Israelite people the tribe of Hebrews.
而且他们很喜欢自称为希伯来人。
And they like to call themselves Hebrews as well.
所以弟兄姊妹，什么叫做过河的人
？So what does it mean by crossing the river?
你们听到过河会想到什么
？So what do you think of when you think about crossing a river?
还好没淹死吗？不是哈。
Maybe. Oh, I'm so glad I didn't drown.
过河是讲到过了分别界限。
It says you have crossed this dividing boundary.
它是从一个境界被带到另外一个境界。
It's being led from one realm to another.
第一个过河的就是亚伯拉罕被神从加勒底的乌尔招出来。跨过两河来到迦南地。
The first person that crossed the river is Abraham. He was being called by God to cross two rivers into the promised land.
后来整个民族被神从埃及召出来，跨过红海，跨过约旦河，进入迦南地。
And then the entire tribe of Israelites were being called by God to cross the Red Sea and cross the River Jordan into Canaan.
所以希伯来本身就是讲到是有所分别，是跨过界限的人。
So the word Hebrew means a group of people who are being separated out and who have crossed the boundaries.
我想彼得前书二章九节是一个最好的 描述。
So I believe First Peter chapter 2 verse 9 is the best description.
彼得说你们是被拣选的族类，是有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民。
Peter says you are a group of people being chosen and you are the holy priest and then holy people of God.
所以弟兄姊妹，这个分别不是小分别，是大分别。
So this is not a small separation, but a huge one.
是地跟天之间的天壤之别。
It's the difference between heaven and earth.
是圣跟俗之间的截然不同。
It's a difference between holy and uncommon.
是属仇敌跟属神之间那个完全完全不同的境界。
It's a totally different realms between belonging to the enemy and belonging to God.
所以他说我们是被拣选的族类，是君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民。
So it says that you are the chosen generation, the royal priesthood, a holy nation.And people specially chosen by God.
那第二个
Secondly,
希伯来书是从属天的角度来看属地事物的一本书。
The book of Hebrews views earthly things from a heavenly perspective.
今天我们在地上，我们这个人习惯活在看得见的境界里面。
Today we're so used to living in this visible realm.
啊，我们什么东西都是在乎看得见，看得见，然后我们受看得见的影响。
We care about visible things and we are influenced by visible things.
但是保罗告诉我们，我们所追求的是看不见的。
But yet Paul tells us that what we are pursuing is the things that are invisible.
因为所有看得见的是暂时的，看不见的是永远的。
Because everything that is visible is temporary, but the eternal ones are the invisible ones.
所以我们可以在地上过生活。
Therefore, we can live on this earth.
别人看我们是很平凡的人。
People may see us as ordinary people.
我们也过平凡的生活。
And yes, we indeed live ordinary lives.
我们当学生，我们结婚，我们生孩子，我们生老病死，我们撞车，我们被公司 lay off, 我们所有的遭遇跟别人看起来都一样。
We grow up, we get married, we get laid off, we got car accidents. We're just like everyone else in this world.
但是神的儿女们看事情却是从属天的角度来看。
But yet, children of God will see these things from a heavenly perspective.
我们的聚会，我们的敬拜，我们的唱诗，我们的擘饼，所有的事情，希伯来的作者告诉我们要从属天的角度来看。
So all this, even the spiritual things that we do, we gather together, we have communion, we pray, everything the author says, we shall see them from a heavenly perspective.
你这个人，在你里面最强的点，或是你看事情的价值观角度，会影响我们对很多事情的态度看法。
You know, our strengths and our value system can affect our viewpoint.
对不起，我记得要问修华这个那个英文名字叫什么？我不晓得。在我小的时候哈，我们很流行的一套侦探小说，大概我这个年纪的人知道，叫做福尔摩斯，英文叫什么？哇，你们都看到，连英文名字都知道。其实我是喜欢亚森罗平多于福尔摩斯。
Okay,
他是江湖大盗。
So when I was little, and then we a type of Sherlock Holmes books were very popular.
啊，他是很有名的侦探，对不对？福尔摩斯。
He was a very famous detective.
那他也在训练他的助手。
And he was also training his assistant.
有一次，他带他的助手去山里面度假，去 camping 啊，去露营。
Once he took his assistant out camping.
两个人睡觉睡到半夜的时候
，while they were sleeping in the middle of the night,
那福尔摩斯把他的助手摇起来。福尔摩斯把他的助手 assistant
Holmes, and then the Holmes woke up his assistant.
他说：“你看见满天的繁星，你会想到什么？”
What will you think about when you see all the stars in the sky?
啊，这个助手就说：“哇，这个每一颗星星就像太阳系一样的浩瀚，宇宙真是浩瀚，人真是渺小。”
The assistant says, "Every star represents like a galaxy, so I can think of the immensity of this universe."
啊，他有很多的感触在那里发表，会这样讲的，请举手。
So, please raise your hand if you also think that way when you see stars in the sky.
真是不少人哈。
Yes, a lot of.
然后福尔摩斯就很生气，骂他。
But Holmes was very upset and scolded him.
你这个笨蛋，我们的帐篷被偷了啦。
You stupid! Actually, someone stole our tent.
怎么会睡觉睡到一半可以看到满天星星呢？
How could we see the stars in the sky when in the middle of the night?
你看，我们刚才举手的都是很有诗情画意的人。
All people who raise hands are very sentimental people.
看到这些就想到人渺小啊，开始作诗了。
When you see the stars, you think about how small we are and start writing poetry.
福尔摩斯是侦探，他看事情都从不同角度看的。
But Holmes was a detective, so he sees things in a different perspective.
所以很多的时候，我们看到、我们感受，不见得是真的，不见得是对的。
A lot of our thoughts and feelings are not actually right.
或者不见得是最重要的。
Or they're not that important.
弟兄姊妹，希伯来作者在这里告诉我们要从属天的角度看属地的事情。
But the author of the book Hebrews tells us to see, to view earthly things from a heavenly perspective.
这是真智慧，这是真成熟。
And that is true wisdom and maturity.
而第三件事情。
Thirdly.
他在这里告诉我们这一卷书是一个荣耀的应许还有严肃的警告交织而成的一本书。
This book is interwoven withglorious promises and serious warnings.
哎呀，我上次讲到读希伯来书，或者你真进入希伯来书的时候，你会高兴的想跳起来哈。
If you really read and get into the book of Hebrews, you will be overjoyed and will jump for joy.
因为它是这么荣耀的一本书，把那个应许，把荣耀的前途讲得这么好。
Because this is such a great book of promises, it gives this glorious hope.And future.
但是你也很少看见有一卷书像希伯来书讲警告讲得这么严肃。
But yet we hardly see a book like the book of Hebrews talk about these serious warnings.
所以在中国有相当大的这个有不少的人在这里认为人不是一次得救能够永远得救就是根据希伯来书的警告来的。
In China, a lot of Christians still think that once we are saved, we are not saved once and for all. It's because of the warnings in the book of Hebrews.
因为里面有些警告讲得很严肃，就再也没有赎罪祭了。
Because some of the warnings are very serious and solemn. For example, there's no more atoning sacrifice.
哦，里面讲到很多的警告，是我们读的时候我们都会紧张的。
There are many warnings that would really make us nervous.
而这些的警告常常是接在那么荣耀的陈述之后。
And yet, most of these warnings follow the glorious descriptions and promises.
因为讲到他讲到神儿子这么伟大，我们怎能这样子的忽略他
？It says, if Son of God is so great, then how can we neglect him like this?
他讲到他为我们成就的救恩是这么荣耀、这么真实，你怎么能够再回去再去杀牛杀羊、再去守律法？
It says, the salvation that he has accomplished is so real and so glorious. How can you still go back and to kill bulls and goats to offer sacrifice.
你怎么能够把神儿子重钉十字架？你怎么样能够践踏神儿子
？How can you still crucify Son of God once again or trample him?
所以这是一个荣耀的应许跟严肃的警告相互交织的一卷书。
So this book is interwoven with glorious promises and also serious warnings.
一面把我们带得很高很荣耀。
On one hand, it brings us to a very high and glorious realm.
一面他又给我们最严肃的警告跟提醒。
And on the other hand, it gives us most solemn warnings and reminders.
那第二个，希伯来书它有一个特别特别的主题，从整卷书里面都在讲的。
Then Hebrew also has a very special theme that across the whole book.
就是它是特别论到神儿子耶稣基督的一卷书。
Because this is a book specially examined the Son of God, Jesus Christ.
所以我在过去的十一堂里面我分了四个大题来讲它。
So in the past 11 messages, I have preached in four categories.
第一章、第二章我讲到这无可比的基督。
First two chapters talk about the incomparable Christ.
你连比都不要比的。
You cannot even compare.
他是神的儿子。
He's Son of God.
神早就立他承受万有。
Because God already ordained him to inherit all.
而且万有借着他造的，也是借着他全能的命令在这里托住了万有。
Everything was created by him was also upheld by him.
今天没有一个力量能够跟他相比的。
There's no strength, no force can be compared with him.
你光地球这样子一个小小的小这个转动，每个小时1040 miles.
Even the self-revolution of Earth, it's so fast.
他绕着太阳这样子的转，一个小时1000多 miles. 如果不是神弄合适的地心引力。或是这些力量的平衡，人早就飞出去了。
Without the gravity and all the balances of all the forces, then we can easily be thrown off the earth.
同样的，你我的生命，你我的家庭，你我的生活，如果不是神托住，早就出去了。
And your life, my life, our families and our work, if God did not uphold it, then we can easily be thrown off.
他是神的儿子。
He is son of God.
没有一个天使可以跟他相比。
There's no angel can be compared with him.
然后众先知讲了这么多话，没有办法跟神的儿子相比。
No matter how much the prophets have prophesied, they cannot be compared with son of God.
第二章讲到他是人子，伟大的人子 ，son of man.
Second chapter says he is the great son of man.
他跟我们一样。
He was just like one of us.
取了肉身。
He took on the flesh.
他在肉身中完全遵行神的旨意。
In the flesh, he completely obeyed God's commands.
他在肉身中完全彰显神的荣耀。
In the flesh, he completely manifested God's glory.
他在肉身里面借着死败坏了掌死权的魔鬼。
In the flesh, through death, he destroyed the devil who holds the death.
他在肉身里面凡是受过试探，只是他没有犯罪。然后他成为慈悲忠信的大祭司。
In the flesh, he went through all the temptations, but without sin. Therefore, he became the merciful and great high priest.
他能够体恤我们所有的软弱。
He is able to sympathize with all of our weaknesses.
同样的，他是救恩的元帅，他是第一个带着人性、带着身体回到神面前的人。
He's also the captain, the forerunner of our salvation. He's the first one that went back to God with the flesh.
然后有一天他要率领众子一同进到荣耀里去。
One day he's going to bring many sons into glory.
所以希伯来书光第一章、第二章已经把我们弄得哇，简直眼睛被荣耀充满了。
Even the first two chapters will overwhelm us with this glory.
那么第三章到第八章讲到超越的基督。
And then chapter 3-8 talks about this transcendental Christ.
我们没有时间细讲，好，我们就从两个角度来讲就好了。
We cannot go over all the details, but we'll just talk about two points.
第一个，圣经上讲到他比众先知、比众天使、比摩西、比约书亚、比亚伦都要尊贵。
First of all, he has more honor than all the prophets and Moses and Joshua.
你看哈，他为什么提的这三个代表的人物
？Why did he mention all these three people?
你们讲到摩西，你会想到什么
？What do you think about when we talk about Moses?
把神的百姓从埃及带出来。
That he led God's people out of Egypt.
把从神的百姓从整个仇敌的权势、压制、迫害里面拯救出来。
He saved God's people from oppression and bondage of the enemy.
所以他比摩西更尊贵啊。
But yet he was more honorable than Moses.
他今天在我们身上做的拯救更彻底。
Because his salvation for us is more thorough.
讲到约书亚，我们想到什么
？What do we think about Joshua when?
带进去，对不对
？That he led God's people into the promise.
摩西是救出来，约书亚是带进去。
Moses took the people out, and then Joshua led the people in.
把我们带进神丰盛的应许里面。
So Christ leads us into the fullness of God.
把我们带进迦南美地啊。
Leads us into the promised land.
有山有谷，雨水滋润之地，而且耶和华的眼目从岁首直到年终。都眷顾这地。
That is a place full of rains and blessings, and God's eyes were on this place from the beginning to the end of the year.
希伯来书三章四章讲到约书亚带领百姓进入安息。
And chapter 3 and 4 talks about Joshua led God's people into a rest.
有一个更大的安息是借着耶稣基督把我们带进去的。
But yet there's a greater rest, Sabbath, that we are entered into through Christ.
什么叫安息呢？
So what is rest?
再也无所怕。
There's no more fear.
再也无所要。
There's no more want.
我们这个人再也不受任何的搅扰了。
We'll no longer be disturbed or upset.
因为我们得到了最深的满足。
Because we have obtained this deepest satisfaction.
我们能够说有主够了。
We can say that with God it is enough.
所以当这位耶稣，这位真的约书亚，更荣耀的约书亚，把我们带进去的时候
，So when Christ, this even more glorious Joshua, led us into.
我们都享受了真正的安息。
We have finally enjoyed the true rest.
弟兄姊妹，你有安息吗
？Dear brothers and sisters, do you have rest?
真有安息吗
？Do you have true rest?
还是我们很容易受别人的搅扰
？Or we are easily disturbed?
就像我以前举的例子，针一扎，那个母鸡嘎嘎嘎就叫，这是我们的本性。
Or like the example I show you, whenever we sting a hand and then.The hand will quickly crawl.
但是在基督里
But then in Christ,
他把真恩喜赐给我。
He has given us true rest.
讲到亚伦
And when we talk about Aaron,
我们想到什么
What do we think about?
摩西把我们救出来
Moses led us out.
约书亚把我们带进神的应许和祝福
Joshua led us into God's promise and blessing.
亚伦被立在这里办理替人办理属神的事情
Aaron was ordained to minister the spiritual things.
他为我们进到神的面前。
For our sake, he entered into the presence of God.
借着献祭，借着各样的服事，叫我们人跟神之间能够和好。
Through spiritual services and offering sacrifices, that we can be reconciled with God.
但是基督来了。
But yet Christ came.
他是一个更大更荣耀的祭司啊。
He was even a greater and more glorious priest.
他不是只为我们进到神面前。
He did not just go into God's presence for us only.
他为我们开了一条路，使我们可以直接来到神面前。
But he has consecrated for us this new and living way so that we can come before God.
所以当我们讲到基督祭司的职分的时候，这是希伯来书的重点啊。
When we talk about the ministries of priests,That is a theme, a main point of the book of Hebrews.
我上次讲到用"长阔高深"四个字来形容他。
Last time I talked about how the width, the length, the height, and the depth.
讲到长，他是按着麦基洗德的等次，永远为祭司。
It talks about the length that he was ordained in the order of Melchizedek. He was priest forever.
所有的祭司有死。相隔都不能长久啊！做了几年就要死掉了，就或是退休了。
All other priests can never serve forever because they will be stopped by death.
但是基督做祭司是按着麦基洗德的等次，永远为祭司，所以他的职任永远不需要更换。
But Christ was ordained as the high priest in the order of Melchizedek, so he will never be replaced.
当初帮我开刀那个最好的医生，今年二月，2013年2月他要退休了。
So the best surgeon that operated on me, he's going to retire year 2013.
我真希望美国多有几个像他这么好的医生。
I hope there will be more surgeons, good surgeons like him in America.
技术好，人也好。
Not only that he had good skill set, he has good personality.
你看他带了三个医生，一共四个人，从早晨到晚上15个小时帮我开刀，他只收了我5000块钱。
So he led a team of.So together four people, he operated on me for 15 hours and he only charged me $5,000.
是在 Stanford Hospital.
And this happened at Stanford Hospital.
我两年半前去紧急开刀，住了不到24个小时。
2.5 years ago, I went for an emergency operation. I lived there less than 24 hours.
不是他看，是另外的医生看。
And then other doctors came.
所有的医药、手术费通通不算，只是住院住那个房间，不到24小时，7300块。
Just the room.
美金哈，不是人民币，也不是台币。
Just the room alone for less than 24 hours without all other treatments, the charge was $7,300.
我们感谢神。
But we thank God.
耶稣基督的祭司职任永远不更改。
The priesthood of Christ will never be changed.
括希伯来书第七章告诉我们，这样的祭司对我们是有益的，是我们所需要的。
So the author says such high priest is beneficial to us. This is what exactly.
因为他圣洁，没有玷污，没有瑕疵，而且他远离罪恶，他为我们祷告。
Because he's holy without blemish, he's far away from sin and he prays for us.
他这么爱我们，所以这是我们。众人都需要的。
He loves us so much. He's exactly what we need.
他是为了万民的。
And he's for all people.
高说的他是升上高天尊荣的大祭司，已经升天了。
The high says that he has passed through heavens and he has already ascended into heaven.
他胜过死亡，胜过空中执政掌权的，他为我们升到神面前去了。
He has overcome death and overcome all the powers and dominions in the heavenly realms and he has ascended into heaven.
这个说到高啊。
So he is high.
深说到他是能够体恤我们的慈悲忠信的大祭司。
He is also deep. He can sympathize with us. He's the merciful and compassionate high priest.
他了解我们的痛苦，他知道我们受试探，他能够加力量给我们。
He understands our pain. He knows that we go through struggles and temptations, and he's able to strengthen us.
所以超越的基督讲到他比众天使、比众先知、比摩西。比亚伦不是比约书亚比亚伦都要尊贵。
So he is the transcendental Christ. He surpasses all prophets and then Moses, Aaron, and Joshua.
那第二个角度呢
？Secondly,
讲到他是一切的更好、更美、更大、更完全。
He is also the better one, the greater, the more perfect one.
在希伯来书里面讲到他是更美之约的中保。
He's the mediator of the better covenant.
他在更大更全备的帐幕进更美的执事。
He serves a better ministry in a greater tabernacle.
他献上更美的祭。
He offers better sacrifices.
他跟我们立更美的约。
He established a better covenant with us.
他这个给我们预备更美的家乡。
He has prepared a better country for us.
他要实现更美的应许。
He will fulfill a better promise.
他赐下更美的复活。
He will give us a better resurrection.
他要叫我们跟旧约的子民一同来承受更美的事、
So together we will inherit with the saints in the Old Testament.
所以希伯来书 better inheritance. 希伯来书这个字 better, superior 是一直出现在希伯来书里面很特殊的字、
The words are better and superior keep repeating in the book of Hebrews.
所以我想我不要那么残忍去考你们我上次讲的 七方面的比较、
So I will not quiz you the seven areas of comparison.
它是讲到旧跟新的比较。
It's the comparison between new and old.
他讲到地跟天的比较。
Comparison between earthly and heavenly.
讲到看得见的跟看不见的比较。
And the comparison between visible and invisible.
这表面的跟内心的。
And the superficial and the inward.
讲到是短暂的还是永远的。
Whether it's temporal or internal.
不完全的或是完全的。
Incomplete or complete.
或者局部的只是为了以色列选民。还是全面的为了地上的万民
or partial for Israelites only or wholesome for entire people
只考你们 最后一个
so what's the last one
感谢主哈我好你不像五十岁的
Brother Robin
有条件的和没有条件的
conditional and unconditional、
我每次讲到国豪我都心有不甘他只比我年轻一岁看起来比我年轻十岁
Your brother Robin is only one year younger than me but he looks like 10 years younger than me
第九章第十章讲到属天的基督
And then on chapter 9 and 10 talks about heavenly Christ
讲到我们所有的事情要从属灵的角度来看
So we ought to see all things from a spiritual perspective
这个等一下我们来看第四个讲到唯独基督
Fourthly, Christ alone
他不光把那么荣耀的救恩基督显给我们看
Not only that he manifests this glorious Christ to us
他带我们回到现实的生活里面
Also bring us back to our practical life
当我们今天在地上过生活的时候
As we live our life on earth
保罗提醒我们那个能够真正长存的就是有信有望有爱
But Paul reminds us only faith, hope and love remain
所以最后十一、十二、十三章希伯来的作者就从这三个角度讲我们基督徒这些过河的人如何在地上过我们的生活
So chapters 11, 12 and 13 the author describe what we can live our life on earth
他叫我们要因着信能够活出美好的证据来
Through having by faith we live a good testimony
你真信神吗
Do you believe in God?
Show me
Show me
你真的相信神
Do you really believe in God?
如果神真是神
If God is really God
我们为什么我们的花钱我们的时间我们很多事情的这个决定上没有好像神存在一样
But then why is that when we make our decisions and when we spend our time and money we do it in a way as if God does not exist
Let God be God 弟兄姊妹
Let God be God
所以我们前一阵子在为教会祷告的时候
Recently, when we pray for church,
原来我说我还是为了弟兄姊妹的准时祷告。
I still pray that brothers and sisters will be on time.
如果在地上任何的事情你都会准时，上班会准时，孩子的 PTA 会准时，你做去学校上学会准时，为什么就是来教会不准时？
If you can be on time when you go to work, go to school, go to PTA, why can't you come to church on time?
你先不要讲希伯来作者那些人所受到的苦难，被锯子锯死，家业被惨，被人凌辱，不要说那些受苦了哈。
Let's not talk about the sufferings and the persecutions that people in the book of Hebrews endured.
连我们的生活里面，我们每天的灵修生活，我们做决定，我们能不能十一奉献，能不能准时聚会，愿不愿意在神家参加服事，通通都显明到底神在我们生活中是不是居首位。
Whether we can have our regular morning devotions, we can come to church on time, we can participate in church services, all these can tell if we are putting God the first place in our life.
要因着信
by faith.
我们活出美好的见证或是美好的证据
We lived out a good testimony
第二个十二章讲到因着望
Chapter 12 By hope
同奔那摆在我们前头的路程
Through hope that we can run the race that is set before us
主把我们一起摆在这个路上
The Lord has put us all on this race.
哦，耶稣是我们的标杆，要来仰望那位为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。
Christ is our goal. We are to look upon Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith.
要放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪，存心忍耐，奔那摆在我们前头的路。
Put on all the burdens and sins that easily entangle us, and run this race set before us.
一路上可能主管教我们，那是为了我们好。
Yes, on this journey, God may discipline us for our good.
叫我们可以像他。
So that we can be like him.
一路上有许多的事在我们面前，要让我们做抉择。
On this journey, we may face many decisions.
但是为着那个荣耀的盼望，我们拣选上好的。
But yet, for that glorious hope, we will choose the best.
不要像以扫，因为眼前一点红汤，因为一时暂时的满足，他出卖长子的名分。
That we will not be like Esau for a morsel of food.He sold his birthright.
啊，这是讲到盼望。
This is hope.
有一天他带领我们进荣耀里去。
One day he will bring all of us into glory.
啊，第十三章讲到爱。
Chapter 13 talks about love.
因着爱，我们彼此相助。
Because of love, we will help one another.
也因着爱，我们愿意跟随基督出到营外。
And because of love, we want to follow Christ and go outside of the camp.
所以我们不仅仅因为信他，我们得以进入幔内。与主更亲。
So not only because we believe in him, we'll enter into the veil to be intimate with God.
而且我们愿意因为爱他，愿意出到营外跟随他去。
But because of love, we want to follow him and go outside the camp.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个真正过河的人，真正蒙天召的人，在我们身上该有的生活。
This is the lifestyle that a person who have crossed the river and being called would have.
所以我们应该彼此相爱的。
So we ought to love one another.
啊，要谢谢主把这些同伴摆在我们旁边。
We ought to thank God for all our companions around us.
大家对左右人说，谢谢主，让我们成为同路人。
Please say to your neighbor, thank God that we are on this way together.
真的。你一定要从对方的身上得祝福，你也要成为对方的祝福。
You should receive blessings from one another and you should be blessings to others as well.
不管是 by a hard way 或是 by a better way.
Whether it's through a hard way or through a better way.
啊，所以我们彼此成全，彼此扶持。
Let's edify each other and support each other.
整个希伯来书的主题在神儿子的身上。
So the entire theme of book of Hebrews is on the Son of God.
所以我们讲 Christ.
Therefore we say Christ alone.
唯独基督。
Christ alone.
啊，这不是2000年前的一卷书而已。
This is not just a book written 2000 years ago.
希伯来写作的背景大概是在主后60年到70年。
So the book was written about in the year 60 to 70 AD.
更有可能是65年到70年。
So most likely it's between year 65 to 70 AD.
在圣殿被拆毁之前。
It's before the destruction of the Holy Temple.
在神遭受罗马帝国逼迫之后。
It's after God's children being persecuted by Roman Empire.
所以那是一个特殊的背景。
So it had special background.
整个神的选民一方面受到罗马帝国的迫害。
So God's chosen people were being persecuted by a Roman Empire.
一面受到旧约律法主义者在这里的搅扰，叫他们要回到旧约。
So also being bothered and troubled by the Jews, they were trying to get them back to Judaism.
所以希伯来的作者在这里鼓励他们要彼此相爱，一同来跟随基督。
So the author of the book of Hebrews encouraged them to love one another, together follow Christ.
唯有基督是我们的救恩啊。
Only Christ is our salvation.
唯有基督是我们的出路。
Only Christ is our way out.
唯有基督是我们整个生活的意义和价值。
Only Christ is the meaning and significance and value of our life.
所以希伯来书唯独基督这个主题在我们今天21世代里面我们怎么用它。
So how do we apply in this modern day age the theme Christ alone?
我还是简单的提三件事情。
I'm briefly mentioning you three.
一个讲到基督是一切属天属灵的实际。
That Christ is the spiritual reality of all spiritual and heavenly things.
只有在基督里我们所有的服事跟追求甚至生活才有价值。
Only in Christ all our services, pursuit and life will have meaning.
我曾经举了一个例子但我觉得这个例子真的很贴切。
I have given you an example and I still think it's quite fitting.
就是我二哥的小孩那个 Jonathan, 他小的时候才几个月大。
My second brother's son, Jonathan, when he was still a young boy.
他很小的时候他爸爸妈妈我到东岸去我们一起出去吃饭。
And then when we were young, we went out together to a restaurant.
但是去了一个店，有点像 Dennis 这样子的哈。
We went to a place like Dennis.
啊，他那个 menu 来的时候都是彩色照片，各种的东西。
So the menu has many colorful pictures.
就当我们在那里挑的时候
，as we were choosing the food,
就看这个小家伙坐在 high chair 看着他的 menu。
And then we see this little boy looking at the menu.
然后他用他的指头摸了一下，就放到嘴巴里面。
And then he touched the food on the picture, and then tried to lick his finger.
弟兄姊妹，他来的地方是对的地方。
Yes, he came to the right place.
他是来餐馆。
Yes, he came to a restaurant.
的确是餐馆。
Yes, it was a restaurant.
他所看到的应许是真的，你订的话就得有得吃。
The promise that he saw was real. If you order, you get the food.
那个恩典预备好了。
Yes, the grace has already been there.
他的渴慕也是真的，因为他想吃。
His thirst and hunger are also real. He wants to eat.
啊，那么甚至这个其他的福分也都有了，例如说。全家人在一起、啊、
And he also has other blessings, like he was surrounded by family.
你看今天多少人到教会里面来
？So many people come to church today.
哎呀，因为在这里觉得有同伴、有家人在一起。
They can find family and companions here.
哦，在这里有恩典。
And there's grace here.
神有那么多的应许。
Yeah, God has so many promises.
而且我们可以听见神的话，看见哇，这是我们的祝福。
Yes, we can hear God's words and see.Our blessings.
你来的地方也来对了，来到神的家里面。
Yes, you have come to the right place, the house of God.
但是我跟你讲，你这样子跟真正的吃还是不一样。
But then let me tell you, there's a big difference between licking your finger and actually eating the real food.
就算你的渴慕是真的。
Yes, your thirst and desires are real.
啊，你的地方是对的。
And you come to the right place.
所有的东西你都看到了。
And you see everything.
但是你如果没有真正的碰见耶稣，你还是没有吃到基督。
But if you have not encountered Christ, you have not eaten Christ.
他是我们属灵的实际。
He is the reality, the spiritual reality.
所有的东西都是后世的影儿 ，just a shadow.
Everything else but a shadow and copy.
或是 a copy and a shadow. 这些都是天上事物的影像、形状和影像。
But all these other things are but shadow and copy of the heavenly things.
希伯来书八章五节哈，那你们所有这些东西都是天上事物的形状和影像。
Hebrews chapter 8 verse 5 says, all of these things are but shadow and copies of heavenly things.
只有基督，你真正碰着主才是。
They're only real if you encounter Jesus.
所以我常常说，有的时候我年轻的时候在教会。波饼聚会，我自己祷告完的时候，我是坐下来打自己一下。
So I share with you before when I was young, oftentimes after I pray in communion, I would hit myself.
我在想你在祷告什么啊
？I would say to myself, "What did you just pray?"
你根本 just make a prayer， 你只是做一个祷告。
You were just making a prayer only.
你根本没有遇见听祷告的神。
You did not encounter God who hears our prayers.
那根本不是一个活生生 face to face 的 encounter 啊。
It was not a face to face encounter.
要翻中文，不是一个面对面一个神圣的相会。
It's not a face to face encounter.
因为怎么样，我们太可惜，常常没有属灵的实际。
It's such a pity that we lack spiritual reality.
第二个讲到基督要在凡事上居首位。
Secondly, that Christ should have the first place in all things.
你看每一年 Times 时代杂志都在。都在这里年尾的时候挑一个世界的风云人物啊。
So every year at the end of the year, Times Magazine will pick a person, a man of the year.
哦，谁能够被放上去都是很了不起的。
Whatever get put on the cover page will.
对我来说，每一年风云人物永远是耶稣。
But to me, every year the man of the year will be Jesus.
真的没有耶稣，我们怎么可能存在？
Without Jesus, how could it even exist?
他是用他全能的命令托住万有。
And he upholds all things with the power of his words.
他一松，我们都完了。
If he let go, all of us would perish.
但是你看，我们在地上多少人，我们害怕的，我们在乎的，远远过于我们在乎主。
But yet, in this world, we fear, we care about so many people much more than we care about God.
11月中，这个戴季中牧师来我们中间讲道的时候。
Mid-November, Pastor James Taylor came to preach.
啊，那天早上跟他吃完早饭呢，他跟我们讲说，他最近收到一个弟兄的 email.
That morning after breakfast, he shared with us that recently he received the email from the brother.
那个弟兄就跟他讲，他说，在这个世界上有两个女人的话，我是非听不可。
And the brother says, in this world, I have to listen to two women.
他说，一个是我太太，一个是我的导航仪器 GPS 里面的那个女人。
One is my wife. One is the lady. in my GPS.
我告诉你 GPS 也不能都听，我被他骗了三次。
Actually, you can't totally trust GPS. I was deceived by it 3 times.
所以于师母常常问我有没有男生讲话的 GPS.
So Sister Nancy asked me, are there any...male voice in GPS.
But then anyway, 那个弟兄写信说这两个女人是我非听不可。
So the brother says, I have to listen to these two women.
但是不同的是第二个我不想听就可以不听关掉它，但是第一个我没办法。
But the difference is, if I don't want to listen to the second woman, I can turn her off, but not with the first one.
他说因为他跟他的太太两个都是共看 email 的，他说这个 email 闯祸了。
Because,
被他太太看到了。
But he and his wife shared an email account, so his wife saw this email and he got into trouble for this email.
又受了一顿教训。
And then, so he was scolded by his wife.
弟兄姊妹，很多的时候我们在乎太多，我不是说不要在乎太太哈，你不能够把任何事情超过主的地位。
I'm not saying that you shouldn't listen to your wife, but no one should take the place of the Lord.
所以这个老弟兄说夏娃的犯罪是因为听蛇的话，亚当的第一个罪是因为听太太的话。
A senior brother says, Eve sinned because she listened to the serpent, and Adam sinned because of his wife.
我再说不是不要听太太的话，神赐给是太太给我们是帮助我们。
Well, let me say this, clarify again. I'm not saying that you shouldn't listen to your wife because God gave you wife to help you.
但是我们今天要让基督在凡事上居首位。
But today we ought to give Christ the first place.
我新年第一天的信息就说到
The first message that I preached this year says,
一个不让主居首位的人是一个失控的人。
A person who does not put God first place is a person out of control.
一个不让主居首位的家是一个失控的家庭。
Family that does not put God first is a family out of control.
一个不让主居首位的教会是一个失控的教会。
Church that does not put God first place is a church out of control.
不管你现在赞不赞成我讲这句话。
No matter whether you agree with me or not.
早晚你的经历会证明这句话。
Sooner or later, your experience will prove me right.
所以不光只是消极上我们不希望过一个失控的人生得到一个失控的家庭。
Knowing that passively we do not live an out of control life or have an out of control family.
我希望积极上我们因为让主居首位我们得到最上好的祝福。
But positively I hope that by putting God first in our lives we will receive the best blessings.
第三个点我没有空讲了，希伯来书里面有很多的地方提醒我们要来仰望基督，要来思想基督，要来信靠基督，要来追随基督。
Thirdly,The book of Hebrews tells us to look upon Christ, consider Christ, to trust in Christ and follow Christ.
有这么多的事情都要跟基督发生关系。
All these things will have to do with Christ.
你只要跟基督发生关系。
If you are related, you are involved with Christ.
再小的事都变成大事。
Even the smallest thing would be very significant.
再平凡的事情都成为不平凡。
Even the most ordinary thing can become extraordinary.
让我们真的是能够活出一个生活叫做 Jesus must be the center of our life.
So that we can live a life that Jesus is the center of our life.
所以在这里讲到我们要来望他，一望他就活了。
So we have to look upon Christ. The moment we look upon him, we become alive.
一想到他我们就甘甜。
As we think about him, it's so sweet.
我们一信靠他，那些应许，那些祝福都要成就在我们身上。
Soon as we trust in him, that all theblessings and promises will be fulfilled in our lives.
当我们的脚真正跟随他的时候，那么叫他的心得到满足。
As our feet truly follow him, we will satisfy his heart.
叫我们一路上留下佳美的脚踪，也成为别人的祝福。
So that all the, along this journey, we will leave nice footprints, and we will become blessings for others.
我们一起来唱刚刚的那首诗歌哈，332首，我宁愿有耶稣。
Let's sing the song we just sang, hymn 332. I'd rather have Jesus.
我希望今天在年底的时候我们都能够从心里面感谢神让我还活着。
I hope at the end of the year we will truly thank God from the heart, the bottom of our heart that we are still alive.
主为什么容许我们再活着还延长我们的年日呢？
Why would God still allow us to live and to give us days?
因为他留下机会让我们可以继续来经历他，来认识他。
Because he's still giving us chance so that we can experience him we can know him.
他还留下机会给我们，让我们来被他改变，让我们可以继续的长大成熟。
He's still giving us chance so that we can be transformed by him and we can still continue to grow and mature.
如果我们糟蹋我们的年日，糟蹋我们的时间，就是在今生的宴乐上，其实他要取去我们是非常容易的事情。
If we waste our days and just squander it in our pleasures,He can easily take away our life.
我常常讲，一支笔不能再写的时候，我就是丢掉它，换一支嘛。
I often tell you that if this pen doesn't work, I can easily toss it away and get a new one.
还好主今天没有这样子对我们。
But we're so thankful that God does not treat us.
但是他是宽容。
But he's tolerating.
他是怜悯我们。
He's being merciful.
他是给我们机会。
He's still giving us chance.
希望我们都不糟蹋他的恩典。
So that let us not waste away the grace.
好好爱他，把自己交在他的手中，成为他合用的器皿。
Love him, commit ourselves in his hands, so that we can be a useful vessel.
我们从第一节唱到第三节。
Let's sing from stanzas 1-3.
2012年马上就要走入历史。
Year 2012 will soon become history.
我们何等希望在送走他之前，我们能够在主的面前有一个全新的改变。
We hope that before we bid it farewell, we will have a new change.
让我们不再浪费我们的人生在追求今生短暂虚空的事情。
That we will no longer waste our life to pursue empty.
我们既然有这么荣耀的救主，伟大的耶稣。
Now we have this glorious Savior, the great Jesus Christ.
希望我们不仅仅只是在这里仰望他、思想他，让我们起来爱他，起来跟随他。
I hope that we do not just stop at looking upon him or consider him, but we will raise up, we'll rise up and love him.
在这里，我要特别纪念我们中间还有一些还没有信耶稣的朋友在我们中间。
I want to remember some friends here who have not believed in Jesus.
我愿意靠着主耶稣伟大的救恩和恩典向你们发出一个邀请。
I would like to extend a great invitation to you by the grace of God.
你是不是愿意在年尾的时候愿意把我们的心打开来接受耶稣做我们个人的救主？
At the end of the year, are you willing to open up your heart to receive Jesus as your personal Savior?
你愿不愿意在这里对神说，神啊，如果你真是那位伟大的神，我愿意认识你。
Are you willing to say to the Lord, God, if you're true God, I'm willing to know you.
耶稣基督啊，我也愿意像别人一样，能够接受你做我的救主。
Jesus Christ, I want to be just like others to receive you as my personal savior.
让我也有机会来认识神，来经历神。
So that I would too have the chance to experience and know God.
如果我们中间有这样子，亲爱的朋友们，你如果只要愿意，虽然你圣经不懂，很多事情你还不明白。
If you are such friend, even though you may not know about the Bible,
只要你愿意，神都看重，神都祝福。
As long as you're willing, God knows and God will bless.
如果有这样子的人，请你在位置上轻轻地把手举起来，不要管别人。
If you are such a friend, please raise your hand.
有没有这样子的人？
There's anyone who's willing to know God?
有没有这样子的人？
Any such friend?
要勇敢地举。
Be courageous.
这是关乎你自己。
This is about you, yourself.
这个不是一个宗教的信仰，这是关乎人和真神之间的关系。
We're not here to preach a religion. This is about you and this true God.
我最后再问一次，有没有这样子的人？
There's such a friend.
请你勇敢地把手举，我愿意认识你。
Be courageous and raise your hand.
帮助我认识你。
You will say, Lord, help me to know you.
有这样子的人，请你把手举起来，好吗？
Please raise your hand if you're such a friend.
感谢主，请放下。还有没有？感谢主，还有没有？还有没有
？Anyone else？
哦，耶稣在爱你。还有没有这样子的人
？Jesus loves you。
接下来我们也是问弟兄姊妹们。
Now I have a question for brothers and sisters。
我们何等希望在年尾的时候
，Hope that at the end of the year，
我们求主的宝血洗净我们这一年的亏欠。
May the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses from all of our sins。
多少的机会，多少的时间，在我们的手中被浪费了。
We have wasted so many opportunities and so much time。
我们何等希望能够忘记背后，努力面前。
I hope that we can forget about the past, but press on toward the future.
让我们在主的面前再有一个全新的开始。
That we will have a new beginning.
如果我们愿意再一次把自己更新奉献当作活祭。
If we want to renew our dedication, offer ourselves as a living sacrifice.
成为耶稣基督的同伴，跟随他走主的路。
To become a companion of Jesus Christ, to follow him, follow his way.
有这样子的弟兄姊妹，我们就请我们在位置上站起来，不要勉强啊。
If this is your prayer, please stand up.
感谢主，感谢主。福音朋友一样好，如果你愿意，都请站起来。主，我们的心何等的感谢你。
Lord, our hearts thank you.
但愿所有站在这里的每一个人，
that everyone that stands before you，
今天都成为你心里喜乐的原因，
will be the reason of your joy.
虽然我们曾经更新过我们的奉献这么多次，
yes, we have renewed our dedication numerous times.
但是我们每一次都要比上一次更真实。
But every time is more real than the previous
one. 求你来帮助我们。
May you help us.
让我们的心愿被你成全。
So that our heart's desire can be fulfilled.
让我们真正成为爱主的人。
That we will become a group of people who love you.
我们真的不知道什么时候要下车，什么时候你要回来。
We don't know when we will get off our bus and when you are coming back.
当你还把机会给我们的时候。
When you still give us chance.
让我们每一个机会都用来爱你。
That we will use every opportunity to love you.
都用来为你而活。
To live for you.
我们为着在座的福音朋友，我们也特别向你祷告。
Especially pray for the gospel friends in our midst.
你把福音的种子留在他们的里面。
We pray that you will plant the seed of gospel in their hearts.
也把寻求认识你的心继续地摆在他们里面。
Continue to give this desire to seek you and pursue you.
直到他们归到你的名下。
Until they become your child.
直到有一天我们在永世里面，我们可以在你面前相聚。
Until one day in eternity, we can all see each other there.
祝福今天所举手的。
Lord, we pray of that you will bless everyone who raised their hand today.
与他们同在。
Be with them.
也特别为着所有在伤痛、在难处中、在病痛中的弟兄姊妹、朋友们祷告。
Especially want to pray for brothers and sisters and friends who are going through trials and troubles and sicknesses.
不叫我们灰心丧志。
That we will not lose heart.
谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
知道你永远与我们同在。
We know that you will always be with us forever.
知道你永远爱我们。
We know that you love us forever.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
请坐。
Please be seated.